Well, he doesn't mind standing in the rain now because it is Wesley Ward, winning trainer. Obviously, slightly winning in the stewards' room, but I do know that you probably felt that that was the right decision, obviously, clearly.
Well, I said earlier, if we were in the States or in Kentucky with Barb Borden, we'd be drinking champagne already. But it was both, all of them, both fillies ran fantastic. I mean, you can take nothing away from both. I mean, they dug down deep and it was only inches apart there. I think it was a validated result, though, you know, as far as racing in the States is concerned, to come all the way across the track, but take nothing away. And the trainer of Archie Watson came over and shook my hand, true gentleman.
But it also validates the quality of your horse, who's now backed up last year's win, doesn't mind soft ground, just how good she is.
She really is. And especially being the first start of the year, for her to come back, you know, since the Breeders' Cup on heavy ground here, and to get through it and to have a gutty performance like that, that really is a true testament of how good this filly is.
When you saw the heavens open this morning, how panicked were you? You think this just even might go against her?
No, I actually thought that kind of boded well in our chances. We didn't know if she would like this heavier ground, but we knew that at least she did like the soft. So I know that, you know, in spend my experience, at least, you know, you get over that hurdle and see where we can go from there.
All the wins you've had at Royal Ascot, okay, this is in more difficult sort of not necessarily controversial circumstances, but does it mean so much to see this horse come through and win here and in such a style?
Well, winning at Ascot, no matter how you get there, is special. You know, it's, these memories, especially with my children here, since the onset from way back in 2009, and to have my first winner take the Campanelle to the post, strike the tiger, it's just very, very special.
This place is deep in your heart, isn't it?
It's changed my life, really has. It's as I said on numerous interviews, my children, if it wasn't for Ascot, they'd be going to community college. And now they're my oldest son that started with his ears down on the bottom. You know, he's heading into law school here in August. I'm very proud of all of them.
Well, well done today. Any questions from the team here? If they can be talking into the microphone.
Wesley, last year you took her over to France after this. What are your plans now?
We'll sit down with the owners. She had a really nice work over the July course. It's back a little quick for an effort like this, though, today. I've ran in the Maurice de Geest in the past. She's shown that she has an affinity for that track, and I think she'll do well on whatever surface comes on the day. So it's very good spacing for her, especially as gritty as she had to run today. So that might be something that we'll be discussing this evening.
To go from directly then from here to France?
To Shanty. Yeah.
Wesley, she's a dual Royal Ascot winner. She's won a Morney. Where does she rank in terms of the fillies that you've trained in your career?
Lady Aurelia was very, very special. I also had a champion in America that I own still to this day, Judy the Beauty, but she's climbing right up, I'll tell you that, if she's not there already.